Oh, baby, how you lie? Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Hello there, my friend. We've got Jason Toroff, a family service therapist, with us in the first hour. And then we're going to do a replay of last week's interview with Drew Tillman and Steve Taft. They're in concert tonight out there at the Legion Hall, so we thought you'd enjoy hearing again some of their music. So stay with me. I'll be right here.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widden Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax, and it's done.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tripping out to truck. Truck and Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
Truck and Car Concepts. Smoke and hot summer savings are going on now. Get your free tailgate pong game with your purchase of any item $500 or more. A free tailgate pong game for your next tailgating party.
Truck and Car Concepts. We're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts. With their cars, we're number one by far.
Get your free tailgate pong game this week with your purchase of any item $500 or more at Truck and Car Concepts. Smoking hot summer savings going on now.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop. We always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.
Well, here we are, my friend, once again on another fun-filled edition of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. I am your cruise commander. I'm your host and your guide along this next 2 hours of journeying through the waters of Tallahassee's marvelous community of givers and sharers and creators and innovators, leaders and followers, and just then there's me and you. So entertainers as well, including the good and always available Drew Tillman and his comrade Steve Taft. Now, for those of you who are experiencing a bit of deja vu, and I love deja vu, especially when it's properly cooked, I would like to remind you that the concert is tonight. Now, we had Drew with us last week, he and Steve Taft. Well, we're going to do a little replay of that interview and their music, because, you know, why not? And so that show is tonight at the American Legion Hall. It starts at 7. Doors open then. Tickets are $10. Have yourself a great night. This is the 911 reunion show. So those of you who are Drew Tillman fans and have been for some time will recall that in his younger days, he was the contributive and most well-known for, I don't know what I'm trying to tell you, 911 as a band played all over the region, and these guys had a great run. They're back for this at one night at American Legion Hall. So Drew Tillman and company will be bringing us their unique sound, part of the Tallahassee sound, we think. And so it's our pleasure to celebrate that. And so there you go. And thought, why not? Let's have another go at that. Well, they'll be in the second hour. Speaking of contributors to our well-being, Jason Toroff is going to be with us. Now, Jason is a family service therapist, right? So he does family counseling and trained as a mental health counselor here at Florida State, works with a group, a nonprofit organization called AMI Kids. AMI Kids. Now, AMI stands for Associated Marine Institute. You're going to find out how that all came together, what it is that Jason and his team of therapists do day in and day out, and usually into the evening hours, late hours of the day, because they do in-home visits. And their focus is on troubled youth, particularly. So they get called in to try to help restore some balance and some sanity and some well-being and functionality with these families that they serve. They're based right here in Tallahassee, at least this particular branch of AMI. Now, AMI, for its part, has been around for many, many years. Started back in, I think you said, 1969. So we're going to find out about AMI Kids in Tallahassee, Jason Toroff. And with this time of the year, here we are in mid-August now, we're looking forward to several occurrences, several annual things coming together, football among them, of course. So Florida State football has already initiated their fall camp. And if you've been following any of their activities in the last couple of months, there's no want for drama with Florida State football. The hits just keep on a-coming. Then we have, of course, our very well-celebrated Jameis Winston, who will be kicking it off for the season. And our own home station, 93.3, that carries our broadcast here in Tallahassee, will be broadcasting the game. So you can listen to 93.3 for Bucks football, courtesy of Freedom 93, Barry Kay and Company. Well done, guys. Fox 49 is going to carry the TV or the telecasts of the games, but for 93.3's part, that's a real win for them. Pardon any implied puns there, but I mean they got a real good thing going on in capturing that opportunity, and it'll be our pleasure to be pointing to them on a regular basis for Bucks football. Okay. Now, speaking of other things coming into season, have you noticed we do live in the heart of what is an agrarian economy? Uh-huh. Leon County, for its part, has its share of growers. But beyond the borders of Leon County, you got to look around you and realize that most of that landscape out there is farmland. Everything from cows to figs to muscadine grapes. And so Gerald Inslee blessed us earlier this week with an article about the scuppernong. Is that right? Yeah, scuppernongs are a type of muscadine that is native to the area. One of my favorite experiences with muscadine grapes is once they have been fermented, the vintner that I'm particularly fond of is out there in Jefferson County. And, you know, with all due respect for those who like to eat these tasty little grapes, man, once the folks at Monticello Winery get a hold of them, the wine that they produce is all vinted with organic muscadine grapes. And if you don't know that story, this is a great, great story. This is a woman who got her PhD in agriculture from Iowa State University, or the University of Iowa, actually, I think it was, and started out to just kind of, you know, to grow grapes. And then she grew from there to her winery. And if you've not gone out to sample her wares, the Monticello Winery, Vineyards and Winery, is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing to do. They have over 18 varieties of muscadine grapes that are grown right on site, and then small batches of handcrafted wines that are manufactured, which, reflecting, I'm reading from their website, reflect the unique soils and sunshine of each vintage year and the holistic organic farming system that's being implemented on the farm. It's a great opportunity for you to enjoy this. Take your family out there. I've met this woman who, for her part, is just a fabulous individual. Her name is Cynthia, and Cynthia Connolly, who developed the operation back in 1989. She had a vision of producing diversified organic food in a sustainable system is the idea. And so she went about pulling all of this together, had the vision, and now produces hundreds and hundreds of bottles of wine, but also grows a lot of citrus, lemons, and grapefruit, and loquats, and oranges. They've got, what else out there? Sunflowers, and peas, and buckwheat, persimmons, and pears. Man, what a place. She got her, I said Iowa State University, that's correct. She got her PhD in agricultural education and agricultural engineering back in 1980 from Iowa State University. Anyway, Cynthia Connolly, one of the folks in our area who contribute sizably to our well-being, as do all of our lovely guests as we bring them to you. We're going to begin this day by having Miriam Dady join us here shortly. She's got another guest in the business spotlight, so we'll be learning from Miriam and her guest another way in which this thriving business community is growing. Don't you go nowhere, because we want you to get in on all this good stuff. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We'll continue right after this.
Witten Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. When you call Witten Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Witten's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Witten Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. Witten Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Changing the face of talk radio in Tallahassee. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Time now for this week's Business Spotlight with Miriam Dady, brought to you by PushTheEnvelope.biz.
Good morning, Tallahassee. It's Miriam Dady with Tallahassee Business Spotlight coming to you this beautiful Saturday morning. And I have with me a gentleman who is far more skilled than I am, at least in one particular area. I have Chris Lowry of Lowry Chiropractic Clinic. Thank you for being here, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
I think that chiropractic care is important. I think a lot of listeners do. I think a lot of listeners are really turned off by it, don't know what it's about. Right. And I'm kind of excited that we can explore a little bit of that here today. Okay. How long have you been practicing here in Tallahassee?
I opened up my practice early in 2009, mm-hmm. so I'm on my sixth year now.
Okay. Where are you located?
We're in the Eastwood Office Plaza. We're on the corner of Riggins and Mahan. There's a medical complex there.
Uh-huh.
We're right in the heart of it.
Okay. Very well, that's really convenient for anybody looking for...
Yes, it's a great location.
Yeah, exactly. I know a lot of people who feel like they've already got their medical care covered. They've got a good doctor. Their family is, you know, cared for. They've got a pediatrician. Why in the world would I need a chiropractor?
Right.
Can you kind of answer that question?
Of course. The first thing I would say is we still need the allopathic model. We still need our medical doctors. You know, in the state of Florida, chiropractors do not prescribe medicine. What we focus on is treating the body naturally, treating it without any medication or surgery. What we do in my office is we focus on many different issues. What we see the most of is headaches, neck pain, and back pain. As a chiropractor, we're specifically trained to adjust these areas of the spine to not only free up the motion of the spine so that the body can move as it was designed to, but also to restore function to the nervous system. When you remove the irritation from the nervous system, you can restore proper function to the body. The reason that we focus on pain is because, especially back pain, is very, very common in the United States. In fact, it's the fifth most common reason that someone seeks out medical care is for back pain. So it's very common. Also is the fact that most of these back pain issues are very treatable. You know, they're what we call organic or mechanical, non-organic or mechanical, meaning that they're not cancers or fractures or inflammatory arthritis. It's a biomechanical issue where the body's just not moving properly, and that's causing inflammation and pain.
and just being able to get that back into alignment rather than slapping it with medications that just deaden the pain,
right,
is what you do.
Yeah, I tell my patients that whenever you have pain, it's not a Tylenol deficiency. It's it's actually your body telling you that something is wrong,
right,
and that it needs to be addressed. And that's what we do in our office. We get to the root of the problem as opposed to just covering up the symptoms.
Very good. Yeah, I remember a friend of mine once used the example of if the hazard light is going off on your car dash, you don't put a sticky note over it.
Exactly.
And say, oh, there it is. It's right. It's fixed now. Yeah. That's.
Yeah, we've used many similar examples in our office. But, the truth is you just have to get to the root of the problem and fix the problem and not just keep covering up the symptoms.
And what kind of client do you serve? Is it primarily the athlete? Is it moms? Tell me who.
We see a fair share of every group.
Uh-huh.
What I want to do is I want to make my services available to everyone in the family, whether it be a newborn infant, all the way up to a geriatric patient. Within that group, we see sporting injuries. We mm-hmm. see motor vehicle accidents. We see our weekend warriors. So there's a broad range of patients mm-hmm. that we accept in our office.
I was reading an article recently about, I forget which African culture, where they carry large jars on their heads and they have this beautiful erect posture. They have very little back trouble in
right.
that culture. We have so much.
Right.
Why?
I would say most of that is due to our sedentary lifestyles.
Uh-huh.
Even in the working class, we're spending a lot of time sitting, whether it be in front of a computer or at a desk. Staring at a computer screen for 8 hours a day is not what we were designed to be doing. We're supposed to be up, moving. The body was designed to move. And in moving, it's actually going to promote health. So, through getting up, moving, exercising, proper diet and chiropractic maintenance, you can actually get the most out of life.
So when someone comes to you for a adjustment, is it necessary to come again and again and again?
Is it
something that happens, just snap and it's finished? How do you retrain your body to respond to correct alignment?
In the beginning, it may take a while to retrain
yeah.
the body.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to focus on, once again, like I said, is restoring motion, restoring function. If the body has been out of alignment for a long period of time, it may take a little bit longer to get it to realize that, the changes that we're making is actually putting it back into a proper position. You may be familiar with the term muscle memory.
Mm-hmm.
These are some of the things that we're combating whenever we are, realigning someone.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, the adjustment plan is a little more closer together. I would say in my office, twice a week is probably, average, once to twice a week. We don't do three times, five times a week, anything like that. My goal is to get you fixed and get you back out enjoying life. Once we get you out of the acute care, out mm-hmm. of pain, then we recommend maintenance care, which mm-hmm. is preventative care.
Mm-hmm.
And this keeps your symptoms from reoccurring. And for most people, that's about one adjustment every 4 to 6 weeks. We do encourage our patients to take an active role in their health. With the treatment, you will also receive lifestyle advice, whether that be diet or exercise plans. Many times we'll incorporate stretches and exercises to help stabilize the core, stabilize the spine,
mm-hmm.
which this will promote better health.
Yeah, that's good. There is a lot of things that people can do that is just going to continue their good health. And I appreciate that so much of what you do and chiropractic does encourages that. How can people get in touch with you?
There's a few ways. Obviously, calling the office, 850-877-9150. We also accept emails. You can email us at frontdesk@lowrychiro.com. That's LowryChiro.com. And, of course, our website, www.lowrychiro.com.
LowryChiro.com.
Yes.
And they can kind of explore your website and see a little bit more about what we've talked about today.
Exactly. Yeah, our website is going to be great at letting you know services that we offer. Also letting you know, once again, how to get in contact with us if you decide that we are going to be the place for you.
Excellent. Dr. Lowry, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Miriam.
We've run out of time. We could fill another segment. But I encourage everyone to go to LowryCairo.com and do some exploring. See if there's something you can do for yourself that's going to promote good health in your life. That's all for Tallahassee Business Spotlight. It's Miriam Dady, and keep looking over your shoulder. I'm looking for businesses to spotlight next week.
Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks.
And I'm Todd Cutlip, general manager of Browning Moving and Logistics in Tallahassee.
The food assistance charities in Tallahassee need our help, and the Tallahassee Food Challenge is a great way to do it.
Join us in giving generously. You'll be helping feed hungry children and families.
Look for the Tallahassee Food Challenge truck at your favorite grocery store in the weeks ahead. Your donation will be delivered directly to these charities that do so much to help all of us.
Take the challenge. Fill the truck.
Feed the hungry. Find out more at TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back. We've got Jason Toroff here in studio. He is a family service therapist and affiliated with AMI Kids here in Tallahassee. We're going to talk about his work as we welcome Jason. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Brian.
Good to have you in here with us. AMI Kids, interesting. I understand it stands for Associated Marine Institute.
Yes.
So can you give us a little background on this organization? What is it that you guys are all about?
You know, the background is actually really interesting to me when I first started working in 2012. It, you know, really, AMI, the roots of it can be traced back to the year 1969. There was a judge down in Fort Lauderdale, and he was quoted as saying that he was tired of seeing the same kids come back into his courtroom, and he felt like something needed to be done about that. And he had some years previously, before he was a judge, volunteering and helping out with his community and that kind of stuff. And so he kind of had an idea of what he wanted to do. He wanted kids to be involved in something, because he was worried that just sending them back behind bars wasn't going to change anything for him. And so what he did was he met with a colleague of his that was involved in some research out in the oceans, and he managed to work out a deal where they would take some of these kids out, and the kids would spend all day out there on the boats helping them with their research.
Wow.
And so it was a really neat idea, because, you know, the kids can't go anywhere. They're stuck on that boat, you know, so it's putting them in a completely new environment. It's putting them around a whole new group of people that they've never experienced before, with a different attitude, different mindset. And it was a really positive learning environment. Mm-hmm. It was very enriching. And that's kind of where the roots for it came from. It's even in our name, Marine Institute.
Right, right, right.
Yeah, that's where we started from. And then we kind of grew.
Yeah, I'm looking for that connection.
Yeah.
So this was an opportunity to get kids out of their normal, let's say, or everyday environment, get them out there on the water having some fun, and get them to interact with other folks. Is that the idea?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's worked. And that was back in 69. Here you are. Now, you've been with them for about 3 years.
Yeah.
Your background and training, as I understand it, you are a mental health counselor, a family. How are you titled?
So my official title right now would be a licensed mental health counselor. You know, I graduated in 2012 at Florida State in their mental health counseling program.
Mm-hmm. When you look at a family as a group and you think, okay, I have individuals here that need treatment, but the family also needs to be treated, needs help, how do you differentiate that? And do you pair off then with one or two people, or do you try to... How do you implement the practice that you provide?
Well, you know, I think one of the first things that's important is understanding your role when you go into a home, because you encounter a lot of different stuff. You know what I mean? You can encounter abuse, you can encounter mental issues, you can encounter health issues. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it all goes back to understanding your role. My role when I go into the home is to provide family counseling. That's my job. That's what I do. And that's what I try to excel at.
Okay.
And so, you know, let's say I encounter something like I see, like, let's say a mom who obviously just needs some individual help. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
she has a lot going on in her own personal life that
yeah.
it may not be best for her 13-year-old son to be aware of.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
That's
right.
when I would start referring her out to something like Florida Therapy.
I see.
So that she could get her own services.
Does that happen a lot with parents and kids? The parents are in trouble personally, and so now they're leaning on their kids as if the kids were adults.
It does. And, it, and you know, and I don't think it's by choice, Brian, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was staffing a case with some colleagues. And they were describing a situation where they had it was a single mom, and she had an older son, and then a couple of younger children in the home. And, you know, mom was working all the time because she's trying to pay the bills. She's trying to make sure that they have food on the table. And so, like, for her, she really relies heavily on her adolescent son to parent and discipline. Which you can see right there, that can lead to several problems right there. Because at the end of the day, he's a kid as well. And so that causes friction and disturbance in the home. It causes conflict with it. But it wasn't even by choice that it happened. It's just the necessity of life that puts them
So in. Now what was a challenging situation has gotten worse, and the relationships are starting to fall apart. So then how do you treat that? What's your model when you go forward in helping a family like that?
Well, it's funny when you mention a model because, you know, what I do, it's called functional family therapy. And it's something that was created in the 70s by a guy named Jim Alexander, much smarter than I will ever be. He created this out of his own experience of just counseling families. And it has a lot of evidence supporting it. And he created this model. And it's basically, this model is divided into three phases. You have one phase, we call it the engagement phase, where basically we're getting everybody on board. And then
the buy-in, I guess you'd say, right?
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
And really what that phase is, it's gearing people towards the second part.
How long does that buy-in process take? Because I can imagine people, you experience pushback from people that don't want help.
Oh, of course. Yeah. You know, and we're trained to handle the pushback. That's our job. Because almost every family you go into, you're going to encounter pushback. Because you think about it, right? Like, what family goes and says, I need help? There are some families out there that do that. But for the most part, families don't think, man, we need to go to therapy.
That was another question. When do you know that you're at that end and you just need professional help? Well, I guess we'll have to get at that. We're only at phase one here.
All right, I won't jump ahead.
I'm jumping all over the place here with you because I got tons of questions. Phase one is get everybody on board.
Right.
And we'll assume that that happens, right? And it might take a while. But now we're at phase two. Now where do we go?
You know, phase two is, you could argue phase one and phase two about which one's more important. Phase two is where we start to implement change. So phase one, we're prepping families to get ready for change. And then phase two, we're trying to enact change in the family. And so typically that typically is our longest section out of the three phases. And we have skills that we teach the family. And they can be different things. They could be stuff that's already been pre-made, or we can custom tailor things to match the family's needs. And what we do is we start role-playing. And we're big on being repetitive because the key to learning anything new is repetition, right?
Right.
So we have families repeat the same exercises over and over again, and we'll talk about, okay, past situations where that's happened, future situations where it's likely to happen again, and how do we respond to it? And we'll even make up situations for the families. Or we'll have family members switch roles. So mom will act as the kid this time, and the kid will act as mom. And just to help them see what it's like on both end of the spectrum right there.
Role reversal.
Right, exactly.
So the role playing is an example of one exercise, and what kinds of things do you have them do, let's say, in role playing?
Yeah, so, you know, a common thing is communication, right?
Mm-hmm.
Communication is often something that can make or break a family. The way they talk to each other, the way they show respect to each other or lack of respect towards each other. So, you know, one thing we'll do is we'll have families have a script. So, like, let's say we have a family where the MO is mom will ask the kids to do the dishes. The kid says, okay, you know, 4 hours go by, dishes aren't done, mom's getting fed up. Next thing you know, they're arguing, they're cursing, things might be thrown around, holes might be punched in the walls.
Don't need to do the dishes because they just broke them all.
Right, yeah, right. Problem solved, right?
See, that's what happens in my family. We just break all the dishes, then you don't have to do them. Right. Break the furniture. Now you don't have to dust the furniture.
Well, so. Brian, you know, if you want to talk to me afterwards, we'll work something out.
You'll get my call, don't worry.
Yeah.
Folks, we're talking with Jason Toroff. He is a family service therapist with an organization here in town, Associated Marine Institute, affectionately known as AMI Kids, here in Tallahassee. And you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We're going to learn what Phase 3 is all about, so be sure to come back. We'll have more right after this.
In business, time is money. And in times like these, money is tight. Every second counts. Downtime can be deadly. That's why Tallahassee business owners trust the good guys, Lawson and Lawson Electrical Services. They keep business up and running hard with reliable, proven, first-time right service. Lighting, expansion, maintenance, replacement, repairs, and installations. Lawson & Lawson, giving business owners and homeowners better solutions, too, with energy-efficient green ideas to help squeeze every penny. That's what business owners need, and that's why they call Lawson & Lawson Electrical Services. And you should, too. Don't waste precious time. Trust the good guys at Lawson & Lawson Electrical Services. Call 562-4111 or on the web at llelectrical.com.
Now we're really talking. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're back and we're talking with Jason Toroff. He is a family service therapist with AMI Kids here in Tallahassee. The Associated Marine Institute started back in 1969 as a nonprofit organization devoted to helping intervene with families and particularly with troubled youths, kids who were in trouble who needed a way of breaking free of some of that cycle. And so here we have the AMI folks operating right here in Tallahassee. They're out there on West Tharp, and I've got a phone number for you, 728, local area code, 8099. In fact, you could call and ask for Jason Toroff, and, you know, I'm sure he has nothing to do with his day, so he's probably just sitting there by the phone waiting for you to call him. We talked a little bit about these three phases. So the first phase is buy-in or engagement or getting everybody on board, right? Then we come into the second, which is sort of the implementation of change, and you're using, among other things, role play as a way of trying to get people to see here's a different way of handling that scenario, that situation. Okay, what's phase three?
Okay, so phase three is we take everything that we've learned, right, from phase two, and we start applying it to things outside of the home, right? Because, you know, when you look at a kid's life, you know, it's very complex. They have a lot of things going on inside the home,
right?
But then a lot of things going on outside the home. And so we try to address as much as we can that affects them. So that includes peer relationships, both good and bad relationships, academic situations. So like, let's say a kid tends to get into a lot of arguments or fights with his teachers, or he skips class a lot, things like that. We'll address that. We'll address things like probation, because when we get these kids, they're always on probation. And so helping them to, okay, how do I manage the different things that I have to do in order to complete probation? Because kids have a lot of things to do. You know what I mean? Probation was never meant to be a pleasant experience for these kids. It's designed to teach them to, okay, if I mess up, then I'll have to deal with these consequences,
right,
type thing. So we help the kids and the families work through, okay, what do I need to do? Mm-hmm. How many volunteer hours do I need to complete? Mm-hmm. Are there any letters of apologies that I need to write? Are there any fines that I have to pay off? We'll address things like if a kid wants a job or wants to get involved in a sport, you know, pro things that will help the kid turn away from antisocial mm-hmm, behaviors mm-hmm. that, you know, including like stealing, drugs, mm. you know.
So it's about not just learning what not to do. You've got to replace bad situations, bad relationships with good,
absolutely.
Bad behaviors with good, bad ideas with good. So that's that phase three portion where now, mm-hmm. okay, we got the picture. We know this is not how it works. Now we're going to learn how to make changes externally yeah. that are going to help support the work that we've achieved. You know, a lot of times I see among those who are in counseling work, as you are, people who just get burned out because mm-hmm. they work and work and work through that second phase, we'll say, in this case. Mm-hmm. And then they find the family falling back into that same stuff. There's nothing supporting that change over time. Mm-hmm. What's been your experience? I know that you've not done this more than a few years, but I mean,
yeah.
I gather that you've had quite a bit of experience thus far.
Yeah, you know, you get a lot of experience pretty quickly doing
more than
this
you realize.
Work.
Yeah,
yeah. But that's the you know, people have this idea that we messed up, we fell back to the old behavior, so that's it.
It's over.
Starting
from ground zero now.
And that's a mistake right there because it's not over and you're not starting from ground zero because you were able to change things that happened in your home. And if you can change once, you can change again. The way I tend to liken it to is, you know, we call it relapse prevention. And that's actually something else that we address with the family is what happens when you fall back into the old routines, because we liken it to somebody who's trying to get off drugs, right? Because it's an ingrained behavior that they do when they use drugs. And so it's easy to fall back into that. And in drug programs, one of the things that they teach is to expect a relapse. You know what I mean?
Life is that way, isn't it?
It is that way.
Yeah.
And so that's what we do with families too, is we tell them, expect a relapse. Mm-hmm. Expect your son to curse you out.
Mm-hmm.
Expect to not know where he is mm-hmm. at 12 o'clock at night. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Expect those things. And then we talk about, okay, well, how do we respond to those things, right? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, typically a family will see those things and they'll just want to give up and go, see, it's not working just like I thought it wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then we have to go in there and go, no, it did work a little bit. We just have to keep at it because it's like learning anything, right? It takes mm-hmm. time. It takes practice. You can't pick up basketball one day and expect to go in the NBA the next day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to fail at some games. You're going to have to lose some games mm-hmm. in order to learn from your mistakes. Mm-hmm. You know?
In those failures, do you find people reaching out to you again, or do they tend to withdraw and say, hey, you know, it's over, I can't? What's the pattern there?
You know,
are you likely to get a phone call from Mrs. So-and-so who worked? Yeah.
You are.
Hey, we need your help again? Or?
And, you know, a lot of times we'll get calls from family members and they're upset and they're mm-hmm. frustrated. Sometimes they're crying. Sometimes they're yelling. Yeah. You know what I mean?
In that crisis moment. Yeah.
In that crisis moment, exactly.
Right.
And then, you know, it's easy to think they've given up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
where do
a lot
you
of
go?
Times,
well, you go ahead. I'm sorry.
A lot of times it's not that they're giving up. It's just they need to express all this disappointment that they're feeling right now.
Yeah.
I find a lot of times when families can air that stuff out and they get a couple of days to calm down, they're more often back on board with the counseling.
I got you. What I was going to ask you is where you go to get recharged, because this is strenuous work. And, you know, somebody's just unloaded on you. You hang up the phone. What do you do?
Well, for me personally, I can't speak for my other coworkers, but you know, there's a saying among our team is we didn't go into this job for the money.
No.
You know what I mean? It's not about the money. I mean, obviously we have to pay bills and everything, but we went into this field because we wanted to help people.
Yeah.
And you know, for me, my thing is my faith. My faith helps me get through it. If I'm feeling down, that's one of the things that I turn to. If you know, if I had a really bad day and I get home at like, you know, because this line of work, you can get home really late, like 10, 11. Mm-hmm. I've had one therapist text me at 1:30 in the morning saying, I just got home. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For another big thing for me is my wife. My wife is like, she's a saint to me and puts up with all my nonsense. Mm-hmm. And
I identify with
home.
That.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And then, of course, I have some amazing friends as well.
There you go. Family, friends, faith. Those are the things that keep us plugged in.
Yeah.
Folks, Jason Toroff here, family service therapist with AMI Kids in Tallahassee. If you were thinking about needing help, you know, this would be a good place for you to call. 728-8099 is the number. They're right here in Tallahassee. Jason Toroff, our guest this morning. Parting thoughts. You expect to be doing this for the rest of your life? Is this your life's dream, or do you know?
I always expect to be involved in counseling because I find that's my passion. I couldn't see myself stuck in an office.
Thanks so much, Jason. Thank you for being with us. Folks, stay with me. We're going to be here right after the break. We've got ABC News coming up here at the top of the hour. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks.
And I'm Sue Semrau, head coach of Florida State women's basketball team.
The food assistance charities in Tallahassee need our help, and the Tallahassee Food Challenge is a great way to do it.
Join us in giving generously. You'll be helping feed hungry children and families.
Look for the Tallahassee Food Challenge truck at your favorite grocery store in the weeks ahead. Your donation will be delivered directly to these charities that do so much to help all of us.
Take the challenge. Fill the truck.
Feed the hungry. Find out more at TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com.
The most talked about topics in town, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Welcome back. We have more of Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on tap ready for you. We're going to uncork another bottle of this goodness. And we're going to bring Drew Tillman back from last Saturday to talk further about this concert tonight at American Legion Hall. So we're doing a replay, okay? But it's worthwhile because, you know, especially if you missed hearing Drew Tillman and Steve Taff there in concert tonight there at the American Legion Hall for the 911 reunion show. Doors open at 7. Tickets are $10. And a guy named Richard Tingsted and Lori Meyer Smith, Perry Nelson and Steve Taff. They'll all be performing with Drew as they bring back the 911 band that really was famous for many years for their marvelous performances. And I think it'll be fun for all of those who know them from those days and for those of you who are just getting to know Drew Tillman and his music, one of the celebrated artists of our area. And I've told you this many times, one of the few to have been invited repeatedly. I think 4 times he's been at the 30A Songwriters Festival performing his original music over there. That's a note of distinction, my friend. Doesn't happen to everybody, and for him to be involved. But he's made it his home here in Tallahassee and made it his purpose to really stay close to home. His kids are here and wife and all, and family connections and business. And so we get to have him. And anytime you get a chance to see Drew perform, it's a treat, and that's why we like having him on the show. So anyway, he'll be here coming up shortly for the rest of the hour. And I can tell you, with other stuff going on around town, there's a lot. I mean, think about this. When here it is, of course, it's Saturday, but now tomorrow, Sunday, the 16th, right? So you've got things like a Temple Israel open house that goes on from 10 to noon. That's kind of cool. You can join Temple Israel over there for their open house. You get information about their activities and programs and committees and groups and so forth. So that's Temple Israel. That's going on tomorrow from 10 to noon. What else is going on around town here? Let's see. This is cool. Clogging with the Red Hills Cloggers. That's tomorrow night. That's from 6 to 7 at St. Paul's United Methodist Church. at Tharp and Meridian. So if you're into that clogging thing, well, you can get all clogged up with the folks over there at St. Paul's United Methodist Church tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And if you've ever really wanted to know how to give a good speech, right? Some of us are given to that. Well, you can go to the Toastmasters Club weekly meeting at the La Fiesta Mexican Restaurant. That's tomorrow. No, wait a minute. That's on Monday. Sorry. Monday night at 6 o'clock. The Podemos Hablar Toastmasters Club weekly meeting at La Fiesta. That's at 6 o'clock on Monday evening. See, you got all this neat stuff going on. I'm trying to dig this out for you. Here's Food Truck Night in Southwood on Tuesday down in the Southwood Community Center. They got the Food Truck Night. So just in case you haven't had a chance to sample everything that the local food truck purveyors offer, you've got an opportunity right there. And let's see, Tuesday, what else has happened? 7:30, Tallahassee Swing Band. They'll be out there at American Legion Hall as well. So I'm telling you, my friends, you've got so much to do and see and participate in. A lot of the stuff is either free or it's very, very affordable, low-cost kinds of things. And, of course, you have all of those fundraising efforts going on. It doesn't take long to figure that out. We had Robin Johnston with us here last week, talking about all of the nonprofit organizations and what they do to serve this community and serve their clientele. Many of them are charities. They're association members that rely on these organizations for help and for education and direct services. Things like ECHO, the Emergency Care Help Organization, they've been around for a long, long time. They're part of that whole community of food assistance charities, and you hear us talk a lot about that here with our Tallahassee Food Challenge promotion. And don't forget that that is an ongoing effort throughout the year in which you can find out from going to our website where these various charities operate, how they operate, and those items that they are in need of most often. So there's some real guidance there. We've got a map of various grocery stores where we will be or have been. So you get an idea then that this Tallahassee Food Challenge is our way of communicating on a regular basis throughout the year, because hunger doesn't simply just stop. In fact, if you caught this, Royal Shepherd wrote an article in the newspaper this last week, and the title of it, Fighting Hunger is a Nonstop Campaign. It's a great article. If you haven't caught this, you can look at it online. But he talks about this fellow, Ron Lane, who was waiting there for his assistance from ECHO, Emergency Care and Help Organization. 59 years old. He was a chef for 10 years. He developed kidney disease. He wasn't able to work. And he found himself in a very difficult situation. What a little bit of help he gets through a disability check, it just doesn't get there. It doesn't go far enough. And so he's quoted as saying, you have to do what you have to do to survive. He says, I have to go to different food banks, and they give you plenty of dry foods, and I appreciate that. I'm just grateful for what these organizations do for people like me who are in these situations. You know, it's remarkable when you look at some of the folks that are served through these charities. Do not give into what might be a stereotypic view in your own mind as to who it is that receives assistance from a food charity. I can tell you, I personally have benefited. When I was a younger man and had three kids and no job, the company I was working for failed, and I was out of work for 6 months. And had it not been for some food assistance charities that helped out and some friends who helped out, man, what was a tough situation for us could have gotten really, really ugly, really fast. So I speak from personal experience when I tell you that the challenges are always there, and the Tallahassee Food Challenge is our way of reminding us all that we can always do a little bit more. When you listen to Jim Croteau, he was with us here 2 weeks ago, and Jim says, you know, 4 or 5 cans of food, 10 pounds of food if donated can feed, you know, hundreds of people. Or if you give a cash donation, if you give him $10, he can translate that $10 of donation into $40 worth of food because of the relationship that America's Second Harvest has with the food companies, right? So those are some of the resources that are readily available to us in the way of helping those in need. Well, so we're going to continue by helping those in need of more information and more encouragement with our upcoming guest, Drew Tillman, Steve Taff. Again, a replay from last week's show. And we want to certainly give our thanks to our many sponsors, including our lovely friends over there at A Country Rose Florist for the best in flowers, flower arrangements, catering, and gifts. acountryroseflorist.com is where you'll find them.
Folks, there are 4 ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. They are proficient, and they are reliable. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook, you know, I mean, but I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do if you wanted to do it yourself, but you don't have to. You can call Mary Maids. It's the best thing to do. And let me tell you something. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
Good morning, friends. This is your friend, Dr. Benjamin Franklin. We're talking with Brian Cerny on Tallahassee Talks.
Drew Tillman was with us last Saturday. We've got a replay of his performance along with Steve Taff, their concert tonight at American Legion Hall. Let's listen. The 911 unofficial reunion is Saturday, August the 15th. We've got Drew Tillman and the very lovely Steve Taff. They've joined us for the rest of the hour, and we're going to have the very first of several songs they're going to do for us. This one's called Sundance. Drew Tillman, Steve Taff. Go for it, guys. Drew Tillman, Steve Taft, part of the marvelous 911 group that has played for many, many years around Tallahassee. Guys, that was awesome.
Thanks
for being here today. I hope that all of you have tuned into this idea. This is coming up August the 15th. That's a Saturday from 7 to 11 at American Legion Hall. Tickets are $10 at the door. All of that goes to help fund the Steve Taft Memorial Foundation. Is that right?
Yeah, or absolutely.
The foundation for the mentally deranged.
Only if I don't live that long.
Ah, okay. right. Or the Hair Recovery Act or something of that
absolutely
sort. Yeah. So there you go. So 911 reunion. Now tell us about 911 for those who may not have been around in those days.
Well, I think Richard named the band.
Ah.
He named the band, but we wrote a song called 911. I wrote a song called 911.
Ah.
About waking up with a ugly woman.
Yeah.
And it was a joke, totally a joke. And it just took off. And we're a garage band, I guess.
Yes. It's because Drew's sexist. When it's a very sexist joke.
When Drew all of us still had garages, yeah.
Yeah, that's what we ended up, exactly.
Do they have carport bands now? Is that how that works?
Yeah, they're all acoustic.
Ah, oh, I see. Very good.
It's only the neighbors allowed.
Yeah, Richard Tingsted, is that right? Tingsted.
Yeah.
Tingsted and Lori Mayer Smith, Perry Nelson, accompanied by Steve Taft and Drew Tillman. You guys played together for a number of years. Well known to so many of the people around Tallahassee who just love this Tallahassee sound we keep talking about.
Yeah.
And Steve, you've been a part of that, haven't you?
I've been around for a few years.
At least about 60, 70. How old are you now, anyway?
Well, I'll be 85 in a week.
You're looking well for your age, I have to tell you.
Don't look a day over 50.
Thank you very much. Yeah, right.
So I'm somewhere between there.
So I said to my wife, you know, I hope I look as good as Dick Clark when I'm that age. She says, you don't look that good now. What's the matter with you? The jokes are free, by the way. Be sure to tip your waitress. Folks, we're going to keep these guys around because we got a lot more music coming at you, but we're learning a little bit about the history here. How did the band come together originally?
Perry came first. Perry, drama, and then...
In the beginning.
Perry
Actually,
Nelson.
In the beginning
right?
was Drew with another band, and then Drew got then...
Yes, and then Perry came, started playing with us, and then...
What was the name of that band?
We had a falling out with the guitar player, and he left. But actually, Richard came second.
No, you
came second.
Joe Passos was in the band.
Yeah, Joe Passos. When you
guys, we really don't care about this. Okay, I just want you to know.
Okay. No, anyway, so I'll be succinct. Drew had a band called The Filters back then.
Yes,
and they were getting started and fumbling around. And Drew called Perry. Got Perry to play drums. They were still fumbling around. Turmoil within the band. I don't know exactly. Drew called
band
me one
stuff.
Night.
Right.
Yeah. Drew called me one night because Perry had given him my name, so I came in.
It was
band.
Probably that ugly woman that got you all upset.
It was.
I get it.
And then after that, Perry
women, money, and whiskey. I mean, come on.
Well, Perry and Richard and I had played together forever.
Yeah.
And so when the bass player got mad because Drew hired me, which was kind of funny, so then Perry and I ganged up on Drew, said we got this bass player because Richard and Perry and I went back from years before.
Okay, we've run out of time, Steve. So okay. Thanks for being succinct here, but we're getting it. You know, you guys had this desire, a passion for music, and you kept trying to figure it out, and finally 911 came to be, and now you're coming back after having been away for so many years. Drew, I know you've done a lot of other things musically, as have you, Steve. We're going to learn more about these guys if they'll stay with me. You stay with me, folks, because we've got a lot more coming up right here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hello, I'm Brian Cerny, host of Tallahassee Talks.
And I'm Kathy Griffin, president of Widden Glass.
The food assistance charities in Tallahassee need our help, and the Tallahassee Food Challenge is a great way to do it.
Join us in giving generously. You'll be helping feed hungry children and families.
Look for the Tallahassee Food Challenge truck at your favorite grocery store in the weeks ahead. Your donation will be delivered directly to these charities that do so much to help all of us.
Take the challenge. Fill the truck.
Feed the hungry. Find out more at TallahasseeFoodChallenge.com.
Bringing you whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We are listening to a replay of the conversation we had with Drew Tillman and Steve Taft. Their concert tonight at the American Legion Hall starts at 7. A great performance. Let's listen. So we're back and we're talking with Drew Tillman, Steve Taft. It's a concert at American Legion Hall from 7 to 11. Doors open at 7, $10 at the door. You're going to hear some great songs. We've got a bunch of that here for you today. We've just gotten to know a little bit more about Steve and the band and 911, how you guys came together. The music scene in Tallahassee seems to be kind of coming into its own. Do you agree? I feel like there's a lot of old-timers out there that have been playing for a long time. Some of us are just getting to the party here, and you guys are helping us get there. So, I mean, when you do a reunion concert of 911, you're looking back, you're looking in the rearview mirror, but for a lot of us, it's like, wow, we didn't realize we had that much going on.
We've discovered that a lot lately.
Yeah.
The last couple of years with other bands and stuff.
Yeah.
And our bands.
And so. Just the response we're getting.
Yeah.
Is just, I was amazed.
Yeah.
I thought, you know, if we got five people, you know, that came and loved us, that would be okay. But it's a pretty overwhelming response for us.
Yeah.
And we're real happy.
Do you think that for Tallahassee, and we've asked this question, we'll probably continue to ask, is there a kind of sound to what goes on in the way of original songs here, original music?
I think there is. I think there's an infinite amount of different styles of music. So, yeah, you can't put it in a...
In a box.
In a box.
Yeah.
You have to say, well, yeah, this is definitely a Tally sound.
Tallycana.
Tallycana, there you go.
That'll be the title of your next song.
I was always wanting to do original music.
Yeah.
And the way it works is when I would give them a song, I would play the song for them, and I never... ever said anything. I couldn't, but I didn't have to. I didn't have to say anything. Their love of music and their the way they interpreted things, Steve's heart, it's a guy that speaks through, you know, words. He speaks through notes and guitar and playing. Yeah. And I can tell you, when we did this song that we're about to do, we were in the studio, and all of a sudden, one of the machines broke. And just his guitar and my vocals came through. And that's how, on the album, that's how we began. And Perry was about to go correct it. And I grabbed his hand and said, no, stop. And then Steve looked at me and goes, you got goosebumps. you're really. And I said, yeah, I do. And I had tears in my eyes because out of the nothingness comes this song. Simple Life.
Simple Life is the title?
And then I never said a word to Steve. He just knew... where the heart of the song was. He knew what it was, and all of them did. Richard was probably the most prepared of all of us coming into the studio. He came in, I don't care what curveball I threw him, or Perry threw him, or anybody threw him. He was, okay, sure. You know, Richard's just that way.
Right.
He's just, and
wow.
Of course, Perry is flawless.
Yeah.
I hate him sometimes.
Yeah. So in fact, what we're going to do now, this is called Simple Life.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Yes, I give everything I have. but I know your heart's been haunted. Said I'll chase away the ghosts. Chase the ghost. And I can see the giving. You know I can see the hope. See the hope. For the last heart's crying. And the spark of love ignites. Every bell is ringing, and we share a simple life, just a simple life. If this life has shattered you, and you feel you can't remain, I will be the reason you can try again.
Tillman with Steve Taff. We are delighted to have you guys with us here today. We are looking forward to this concert coming up next Saturday night, 7 to 11 at the American Legion Hall there at Lake Ella. Tickets are $10 at the door. You don't want to miss this. Folks, I tell you, if you've asked yourself, what's going on in town? What's going on with Tallahassee? Well, here's a great way of finding out and a sampling of the spirit of this town. It's been said, and we'll probably say repeatedly, our greatest natural resource in this town is our people. And these people that have come to us today, representing Richard Tingsted and Lori Mayer Smith, Perry Nelson, all these guys coming together in this reunion of 911. When you think about the music that you perform, and I know, Drew, you've been asked, I think, four times to perform over there at the 30A Songwriters Festival. Yeah. Do you feel like a lot of younger artists don't find opportunity to bring original music in this community of ours? Do we need more opportunity for them, I guess, is the question.
Yes.
Because and they get pushed back.
They do. And, Steve, you just did several things with some of the younger artists and was teaching them, showing them what to do. We've been doing this for a while, so you know, his ability to arrange, that's the other thing, you know, it's not just writing the music, but it's how you interpret, how you arrange it, how you and then when you present it to the people and the venues. We need more.
Yeah, I
tell you, when you say that about the young people and getting original music into the community, there is so much awesome players, so many awesome players, and so much awesome music in here. And it's extremely frustrating to me.
Folks, we'll have more to talk about there. Stay with me. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. I want to take just a minute and tell you about Chelsea Salon. They are the official hair care salon and spa for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And yes, this is how I am able to bring to you my very best every week. Because, though you can't see me, I know whether I'm at my best, and I need all the help that I can get. So when I go over to see Mary Fannin and her crew, they are proficient in everything they do. Wow. Well, I don't think there's anything that has to do with my personal look and feel that they don't do. Here's one review I read recently. This is a guy here in Tallahassee. He says, I am so happy I found this place, having just moved from Orlando, where I had a wonderful stylist for 15 years. Chelsea is the bomb. Well, there you go, guys. So it's not just for the ladies. Check it out this week. Chelsea Salon and Spa, the official hair care and salon stylists for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Hi, folks. I'm Jerry Thigpen, blues guitar player here in Tallahassee, coming at you for Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on 93.
If you just joined us, we're listening to a replay of last week's show featuring Drew Tillman and Steve Taff in the 911 reunion show, which is tonight at 7 o'clock, the American Legion Hall, $10 at the door. A great little performance that they gave us. We thought, hey, let's take another listen to that. Steve Taff, Drew Tillman. So we're back and we're talking with Drew Tillman, Steve Taff, these guys who just won't go away. They keep coming up with more songs and neat ideas, and now they got this 911 reunion. It's not a tour, because everybody does tours, so they're just doing a show, and it's called the 911.
It's the Lake Ella tour.
Yeah, there you go.
So we walk around the lake four times, and then we have the concert, and it's this Saturday night from 7 to 11, $10 at the door at the American Legion Hall with the Ducks. Great stories from Bob Jennings about ducks at Lake Ella. We'll have to talk about that. Well, we can talk about it.
Dino ducks.
Now. Well, apparently there was a time when Jennings was up here and on the road with his group and or whatever they were at the time, and they were always playing pranks on each other, and they were staying at the cottages at Lake Ella, which of course are now not cottages as such. They're, you know, retailers and bike shops and ice cream and stuff like that. But in those days, you could stay in this little motel. So he got a loaf of bread, and he went out early one morning while all the other guys are sacked out, and coaxed about 400 ducks to come walking into the little cottages where these guys were sleeping, and then left and closed the door behind him. So when they woke up, here were these 400 ducks all around.
That's good.
That was Bob Jennings. You got to say, awesome. Now that's a very clever and very creative man.
And quiet. That would be a quiet.
That was Bob Jennings. Yeah. You know, he's going to get you. You'll find out about it, and you're not realizing until it's happened.
Until
okay.
It's old.
You know, one of the other things that we talk about here a lot, guys, not only is Tallahassee's sound beginning to emerge, the community at large is really a lot different in terms of the kinds of folks that we see. You know, some of the old-timers that are native are fewer in number. And it's getting to the point where most of these folks that we are working with are coming from different parts of the country. We had a guy named Robin Johnston was on earlier this morning in our first hour, and he's from Canada. He's been here about 9 years, but loves Tallahassee, has lived in various parts of the country. So it seems as though, beyond it being the place where people come to go to school, right, or they come here to lobby, or they come here to work for the state, this is a place that is attracting a kind of person. Is that your experience? What do you see happening?
Absolutely. I see it all the time in my other job, where I deal with a lot of people that do move to town, and you're absolutely right. And it's always one of my questions, like, why Tallahassee?
Yeah.
Because there is no, you know, there's a school and there's the university, the schools and the state government, but what else about it? And everybody just likes it. I mean, the parks, the vibe. It's the biggest small town and yet the smallest big town.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That's been said, too, that it's a small town with a lot of people in it. Right?
Yeah.
And it seems to be, to me as well, that it still tips its hat to its southern stylings, but it's not as southern in some respects as it used to be. To me, it has a more metropolitan kind of cosmopolitan sort of mix, right?
It's not that southern.
A lot of diversity,
sophistication.
Yeah.
It hits more that the music, the vibe brings. I think an excellence to Tallahassee, and people kind of rise to it.
Yeah.
And then there's us.
We just
lower it right back down.
Which is important, you know, it gives
carport
us all something
band.
To aspire to not be. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, carport band, right?
The carport band, yeah.
Yes, that's right. So you talked about, giving local music the chance. to get out there to the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Because what you're saying is that the music we're playing is not local. I mean, I guess the best way to say it is that there's a lot of success that has come out of Tallahassee.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of success that stayed here.
Yeah.
And so...
much success to you guys. We're looking forward to the show. It's coming up a week from today, next Saturday night, 7 o'clock, American Legion Hall. Tickets are $10 at the door. You don't want to miss this, guys. This is going to make your weekend even more specialer than you could have possibly have imagined. Drew Tillman, Steve Taft, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you.
We've got some great music up ahead here with another song from these gentlemen. This one's called What Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend, which I take is not the Marilyn Monroe version, right?
Well, actually, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Is it?
That's right. That's
so who wears the
like
wig?
Just like
who wears the wig? That's what I want. Yes. And the heels. So we're going to turn these guys loose. We will close out the show at this point, and I will tell you that we are the production of, this show is the production of Alcom Marketing and Advertising, based right here in Tallahassee. Carl Cerny is our executive producer. I'm going to let the music carry us out through the rest of the show, and you'll be back with me again next Saturday. We'll be looking for you right here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Kiss on a hand might be quite continental. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Kiss may be grand, but it won't pay your rent so long your humble flat help you at the automat. And guys grow cold, girls grow old. Yeah, we all lose our charm in the end. But spending those louses go back to their spouses. I said, diamonds are a girl's best friend. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Let's rock. Well, there may come a time when the lass needs a lawyer. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Well, there may come a time when your hard-boiled employer thinks you're real nice, you know. Forget that ice or else no dice. He's your guy when stocks are high, but beware when they start to descend. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. I said, diamonds are a girl's best. Let's rock again. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Diamonds are girls. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Diamonds are a. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Diamonds are girls. 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 A best friend. Well, a kiss on the hand might be quite continental. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Kiss may be grand, but it won't pay your rent so long your humble flat or help you at the automat. Guys grow cold, girls grow old. Yeah, we all lose our charm in the end. It's then that those louses go back to their spouses. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. One more. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Let's rock one more time. Oh, yeah.
number one by far.
Truck and Car Concepts smoking hot summer savings are going on now. Get your free tailgate pong game with your purchase of any item $500 or more. A free tailgate pong game for your next tailgating party.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, with their cars, we're number one by far.
Get your free tailgate pong game this week with your purchase of any item $500 or more at Truck and Car Concepts. Smoking hot summer savings going on now.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop, we always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from A to Z.
Call 656-8800.